everyone. Gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
He is the greatest, Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Who made the seas, the birds and the bees? Who made the seas, the birds and the bees? Who made them all? Allahu Akbar. Who made them all? Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Who made the sun, the moon, and the stars? Who made the sun, the moon, and the stars? Who made them all? Allahu Akbar. Who made them all? Allahu Akbar.
Today, my butterflies, we're going to learn all about looking after our teeth, and the section we're going to learn about today is the using of the miswak. Now, do you know how to clean your mouth and use a miswak to please Allah? Do you know why we use a miswak and what it's all about? Well, inshallah, today we're going to learn about it, and then we're going to listen to an awesome story all about looking after your teeth. Now, looking after your teeth is very important because our teeth helps us. It helps us to speak well and clearly and pronounce each letter properly when we're speaking or even when we're reading Quran. Our teeth are very important because they help us chew our food. Our teeth are very important because when we smile, we are fulfilling a sunnah. And so we have a beautiful sparkly smile. Now, when you look after your teeth and use a miswak, you clean your mouth to please Allah. Now, a miswak is a stick. It thoroughly cleans the mouth, and it's a great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Did you know Aisha radiallahu anha reported, the prayer before which miswak is used is 70 times better than which it's not used. That means if you use your miswak and then read your salah today, inshallah, you'll get 70 times more reward. Can you imagine that, butterflies? Now, using a miswak has lots of benefits, not just getting the reward from Allah, but it improves your memory. It takes away slime. It gives you a good smell in your mouth. It will strengthen your gums, block tooth decay. It's even a remedy for headaches. The next time you hear mummy or daddy saying, "Oh, I've got such a bad headache," run, get them their miswak, and tell them to use it, inshallah, it will definitely get better. Using miswak also takes away toothaches. It makes your teeth bright and sparkly. Did you know using a miswak is even good for your eyesight? It's helpful for your health of your entire body. It helps your digestive system. And did you know, it even makes you more intelligent. The best part about using a miswak is the religious beliefs and benefits. Do you know what they are? Did you know, by using a miswak, it will give you nur on your face. It's a remedy for all disease except for death. It multiplies the sawab for any salah or even Quran. It will bring you a high ranking in Jannah for those that use the miswak. The angels will sing the praise of a person who uses miswak. Make the use of miswak because it makes shaitan unhappy. Using a miswak graces one with the company of the angels. And the greatest, biggest, and best advantage of using a miswak is to get Allah's pleasure. But if wise, can you imagine how many benefits there are just for using a miswak? Isn't it amazing? Our Allah loves us so much that He makes us do the smallest deeds for the biggest rewards. Come now, butterflies, do you have a miswak in hand? If you do, use it now. If you don't have a miswak, ask Mummy and Daddy to buy one for you. Or better yet, buy a miswak for yourself, your family, your friends, and give it out in school and madrasa. And can you imagine the reward when everyone else uses the miswak? Did you know you'll get a reward too? Now let's go for a break, and when we come back, we'll listen to a story. Stay tuned.
We must always thank Allah for all the favors He has given us. Thank you, Allah, I can see. Thank you, Allah, I can smile. Thank you, Allah, I can taste. Thank you, Allah, I can hear. Thank you, Allah, I can touch. Thank you, Allah, thank you, Allah. Thank you, Allah, I can see. Thank you, Allah, I can smile. Thank you, Allah.
Brothers and sisters of the world and all humanity, there is a lady that we adore, the mother of believers, the special one, Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha, Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha. She was the wife of Muhammad, peace be upon him, we love him so much. Our amazing father was Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, known as the truthful one. Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha. Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha. She was the first woman scholar of our Islam. Yeah, she was a mother, the greatest giver of hadith. She was a mother. Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha. Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha. Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha. Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha. She was a mother. Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha. Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha. Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha. Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha.
The Toothy Toad by Petro Pablo Sacristan. A long, long time ago, there was a wizard who accidentally invented a rather unusual spell. Whoever the spell was used on would get perfect teeth. As he didn't know what to do with this discovery, the wizard decided to use it on one of his toads. After the spell was cast, the toad became a very smiley, happy amphibian. Not only could he now eat all sorts of foods, but he also started speaking.
"I'm delighted with the change," repeated the toad proudly. "I much prefer the consumption of candy to feeding on filthy flies."
The wizard noticed that the toad was taking little care about choosing what to eat, and he kept telling the toad,
"Look after your teeth, Mr. Toad. Brush them so you don't get a toothache, and above all, don't eat too many sweets."
But the toad didn't pay much attention. He thought his teeth were too strong for him to have to brush them, and he liked sweets so much that he didn't even try to eat less. One day, a tooth started decaying, and gradually the decay spread throughout his mouth. Before long, the toad discovered that there were holes in all his teeth, and they were starting to fall out. He decided to start looking after them, but by then it was too late. And when his last tooth fell out, he lost the ability to talk. Poor old Mr. Toad! If he hadn't lost that last tooth, he could have told the wizard that if he gave him teeth again, he would brush them every day. After all, there's nothing more disgusting than having to go back to eating bugs. Yuck! The end.
Muslim man, go to pray, go to pray, 5 times a day. He just loves Jamaat. Go to pray, 5 times a day.
Doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-bum-bum.
Pre-fajr, before the sun rises, experience a day full of surprises.
Doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-bum-bum.
Perform Isha with Jannah and draw from the treasure of Allah.
A dupa 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 bum bum. A dupa 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 bum bum. Read your Salah with Jannah. Go to pray 5 times a day.
Dupa 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 bum bum. Dupa 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 bum bum. Avoid the fire. Calm your desire, go to pray 5 times a day.
Avoid the fire, curb your desire, go to pray 5 times a day. Doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-bum-bum. Doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-bum-bum.
Muslim man, go to pray, go for Hajj when you can pay.
Doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-bum-bum. Doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-bum-bum. Go to pray for the 5 days. Go to Arafah, Mina, Mustalifa. Tell the shaitan, strengthen your iman. Go to pray for the 5 days.
Doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-bum-bum. Doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-bum-bum.
Muslim on, go to pray. Go to pray 5 times a day.
Read your Salah with Jamaat. Go to pray
5 times a day.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma'assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.